All right, we've got another battle for the ages this week, guys. You know, there's been a lot of great frontmen in rock, some with amazing voices, and some who made up for their lack of vocal prowess with pure peacocking. This week, it's that battle of rock's most stylin' men who strutted their stuff. Who strutted their stuff better, Tyler or Jagger? Inquiring minds want to know.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, everybody. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. I am your host, and I have my co-hostess, the hostess with the most, the co-hostess with the mostest, Miss Lily V6 with me, and the co-pilot's chair this evening. Lily, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am just, if I was any better, I honestly wouldn't be able to stand myself.
Wow.
Well, let's make sure that Lily has enough.
Can you hear me now?
There we are. Okay, we were a little low, little light on the gain there, little light Lloyd. So tonight we're going to be talking about Mick Jagger and Steven Tyler. That's sort of two great rocks, great peacocks. Yeah, there's some others. I know. We just picked something.
But these two peacocks are best.
Just deal with it. You all got just to deal with it, Ned. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. Please check back often. Tons of cool podcasts there, as always. Things like lyric talk and different guitar casts where we talk about riffs and things like that. I've got a private group that you guys can get a part of. It's a cool community of people that love great guitar-driven rock. You can find out more about that at LouLombardiRocks.com. Just let you right in, hit the button, king bang, boom, and you are right in with all the cool folks. You're in the in crowd. Don't you want to be cool? Everybody's doing it right. Quite frankly, if all these people in this group jump off a bridge, I'd probably jump off a bridge too.
I would.
Also, I want to, we have a couple of sponsors we need to mention. First of all, as always, Wolf's Customs. We love Wolf's Customs, wolfscustoms.online. Why in the hell would you play a boring-looking guitar when you can go to Wolf's Customs and he'll do a custom paint job? You got to go to the website and check out some of the beautiful work that Chris Thunderwolf Dotson does. He does amazing stuff. I've got a guitar here. I'm going to get to him. I'm going to have him do something for me on it very soon and hopefully have that to show you guys who watch the video portion of this. So that's wolfscustoms.online. Also want to call your attention to the notes. If you're watching this in different places or you're listening to it on Podbean or whatever, we are also sponsored by Jam Play. We play great guitar-driven rock on here, and if you would like to be a guitar-driven rocker, or maybe you just play for your own enjoyment and you want to get a little better, or you want to, you know, brush up on some riffs or get your technique a little bit better, just follow the link in the description, and you're going to get a discount. They're running a discount now through the end of the holidays. We have that coupon code for you there, and you can just follow the link there, and you can get right in and get yourself some Jam Play and learn to jam. So, Lily, what is going on with you? I need to add a band to our list. So while I'm doing that, why don't you tell the folks at home what in the world is going on?
Okay. So Friday, I went to the tribute band for Journey called Escape. They were really good. They did all Steve Perry songs. And before them, though, who I want to note is a local band called Travolta. They are 16-year-old children who play amazing music, guitar-driven music. You need to check them out, Lou. They have a huge stage presence. There's just three of them, and they rocked it out, and I loved them, and everybody loved them that night, so go and give a shout-out to them. Go to their Facebook, give them a like, do the whole thing. And I actually seem to have snagged that Leif Garrett interview that everybody was very much coveting.
I wanted it. Nobody gave it to me.
I was in there first, that's why. So I'm reading his book currently, and I will be interviewing him on December 12th, so keep an eye out on my show.
Are you going to ask him how, about killing his friend?
You know, he's going to bring it up in the book. I feel like it's appropriate to ask. This is sort of a confession book so far. It's really
great.
Well,
the thing of it is I was talking to some other podcasters about a week ago, Dave Hooper and Mike Huberty and a couple of those guys. And we were talking about how do you deal with it when you have to interview somebody who has a kind of questionable thing in their past.
I kind of feel like if he's talking about it in the book, I'm allowed to talk about it.
Right. And so, like, you want to find some way to bring it up in a way. And, like, Mike was, Huberty was telling me that one time he had the, he had Great White on there.
Wow.
And he had to, yeah, he had to get into that. He was like, he says, because if I would not have talked about it, my audience would have been like,
why didn't you like, say yeah, anything?
Yeah, come on. You know, they, you know, they want, like I said at the beginning of the show, inquiring minds want to know. So that can be a very interesting situation to be in, and I am very interested to hear how you talk about it, how you bring that situation up. So I'll be very much interested in hearing your interview with Leif.
Yeah, once that book is I've finished reading it and we do the interview, absolutely I will find a way to talk about it.
Leif Garrett, not Leif Erickson.
No, okay. Not the Viking. Viking.
The Viking guy. Yeah, he's not available right now for interviews, but hopefully Rock Rage Radio can hook us up with
if he's ever available for interviews, I am going to leave this world.
This is a band who we're trying to figure out how to pronounce. I just discovered this band today. Borknagar?
I'm going to say Borknagar.
Borknagar or just Borknagar. Just because
I like it better.
But they put out a record this year, and my buddy, the drummer in my band, Drew Kerr, sent me this today and said, you need to check these guys out. These guys are a very cool metal band, so check them out. This is a track called Up North on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Where the sound
Wow. I think that that is just freaking amazing. Lily and I were talking during the song, and I was saying that the sort of first thing that I thought of when I heard it was a sort of Deep Purple influence there with the organ, with the heavy guitars. I love the melodicism of it. And yes, it's a longer tune. I try not to play real long ones on here, but I was just so blown away by that today that I said, screw it, we're going to play this one.
I feel like we can make exceptions.
Yeah, no. It's not a hard rule. It's just like, typically I try to like keep them down, but you can go to Borknagar.com. Let me spell it for you. Like Bork. Borknagar. Nagar. Yeah, Borknagar.
Like the Swedish chef, Bork.
The A would be long because there's only one.
Yeah, that's why.
Thing at one consonant after it like that, so it wouldn't be Borknagar. Borknagar.
It's Nagar.
Or Nagar.
Or Nagar.
You know.
Well, in any case, if we say it wrong, please tell us.
Yeah, Borknagar.com. Straight up. So check out. We got some cool stuff coming up for you, too. I'm going to play a song from my last record that I don't play very often in a little bit, but I have a guy that we're going to play in a little while, Caleb Johnson, who I believe was a contestant on American Idol. Okay. And it's really good. It's like a Southern rock thing. I think you're going to dig it.
Okay.
And, of course, Sons of Apollo just released a new record. And we're going to play that as well on the outro. So, Jagger and Tyler. I want to say Jagger Richards. It's not Jagger Richards. It's Jagger Tyler.
Two different bands.
So... what do we got? How are we going to start? We're getting a little background.
I'm just going to give my speeches.
Your speeches.
Yeah. I got lots of things.
Speech.
Here.
Speech.
Shut up. Who do you want me to start with?
Shut your mouth.
I mean, they're both old.
Don't be a wise guy. I'll knock you in the teeth.
We'll start with Jagger.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It smells like peanut butter.
Did you seriously?
Yeah, it was bad.
Did you seriously?
Yeah. I nuked us.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill you.
You wouldn't even know until I said something. But it has it smells kind of like peanut butter. You know what I ate today?
Peanut butter?
No. After I actually didn't eat any peanut butter. After I had this massive workout, and after I got done lifting, I had a complete cookie. You ever have a complete cookie?
No, and I don't want one.
You can't eat, like, you shouldn't eat them, like, all the time or, like, a lot of them because... They've got sugars up, but if right after weightlifting, you need everything that's in it to kind of like it promotes muscle building, but it tastes really freaking yummy.
So a shit cookie is what
it's
you
not
had.
A shit hey, watch it. Keep watch the language.
Shit is not a bad word. Anyway, I could say far worse. We're gonna start with Mick Jagger. You can interject whenever you feel the need if you'd like to, but sir,
I think I already did.
Thanks,
I'll be here all week.
Sir Michael Philip Jagger, born July 26, 1943.
Michael Phillips Jagger.
He is an English singer, songwriter, actor, and film producer. And if you don't know this, you need some act. But who's gained his fame as the lead singer of the rock band The Rolling Stones?
That's who he sings with. I knew he was in some band.
Formed in 1962, so his career spanned over five decades. He's been described as one of the most influential frontmen in rock and roll history. He has a distinctive voice and has tons of energy on the stage. He is notorious for his romantic relationships, which I'll talk about a little later. He, along with Keith Richards, have written.
Speaking of cock.
He, along with Keith Richards, have written a majority of the songs for the band. He began a solo career in 1985 with mixed reception. Critics liked
She's the Boss.
Yeah.
I bought that on cassette.
He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989 with the Stones, which neither one of us really care about, but I like to add it in there. Together with the Stones and his solo career, he's reached number one on the charts with 13 singles. 13 number one singles, top 10 with 32 singles, top 40 with 70 singles. He was knighted in 2003 for his services to popular music, which, I don't know, seems kind of like BS to me, but that's okay.
Services to popular music.
Yeah. He was married and divorced only once, but he has 8 children with 5
was
women.
Was that Bianca?
That was Bianca. Yeah. I mean, technically, he was technically married to Daryl, but...
Daryl Hall?
Yeah.
Daryl and his other brother, Daryl.
The noted... Actually, no, he wasn't. Yeah, wife Bianca Perez Mora Marcias from 1971 to 78. His partner, Jerry Hall, I lied. Jerry Hall, 1978 to 1999, and unofficially married from 1990 to 1999. He had a relationship.
Well, stop. What do you mean?
Oh, these will overlap, by the way.
What do you mean unofficially married?
They said they got married in an unofficial sort of ceremony in like Hawaii or some BS.
So what, like George Harrison yeah, married something them with like some that. Like yeah. Maharishi portion.
They considered themselves married. Nobody else really did. So that's what that means. He had a relationship with Marianne Faithfull, who was...
But he was not who he was not faithful to.
Exactly.
There is so much irony from, in Nick's life.
Oh, she also helped wrote Sister Morphine from 1971, Sticky Fingers. That relationship was from 66 to 1970. And you'll notice these
and
years...
And he wrote the... So what song did he write about Marianne Faithfull?
Oh, I have no idea.
What?
I don't know.
The song he wrote for Marianne Faithfull. Okay, right. I will just tell it to you now. I'm going to edumacate Lily.
Go on. I probably know,
Wild
but I don't
Horses
know.
Is a... Is
he oh, wrote really? That I for, didn't know that.
He wrote that for Marianne Faithfull. Yep.
But you'll notice a lot of these years overlap because he liked ladies. So a lot of these years he wasn't faithful to anybody. He was in a relationship with Marsha Hunt, who was an American actress, novelist, singer, and formal model, who actually was the inspiration for Brown Sugar from 1969 to 1970.
We'll talk about Brown Sugar on the after show.
He had an affair with Bebe Buell.
Bebe Buell.
The famous Playboy model and then model later on from 1974 to 1976. He had an affair with Carla Bruni, who was an Italian singer and model from 1991 to 1994. He had an affair that caused the Hall breakup with Luciana Jimenez, who was a Brazilian model.
The what breakup?
The Hall breakup.
Oh, with the Jerry Hall.
Yes. Oh. He had a relationship with Sophie Dahl, who was an English model from 2000 to 2001.
Like, if you're with Mick Jagger, what do you think
he
is going to happen?
You should probably know. Anyway, there were three more relationships, and now he's... Melanie Hamrick is his latest. Says he's still with her. But Andy Warhol painted a series of silkscreen portraits of him, one of which you can actually find in the Hard Rock in Pittsburgh. Pretty cool. Cecil Beaton photographed his naked butt and sold it to Sotheby's in 1986 for $4,000.
Nice.
So these are just fun facts. He is one of the contenders to Carly Simon's song You're So Vain, a song he also sings backing vocals on.
I could have been a contender.
He's alluded in the song American Pie by Don McLean about the Altamont tragedy, and Maroon 5 sang a song about him called Moves Like Jagger. Oh, also the Kesha song TikTok, he's mentioned in that.
I have heard, the other person is a candidate for You're So Vain, and I think that this is who it's really about, is her husband, James Taylor.
Yeah, probably.
Because as much as... James is an elderly gentleman now, plays acoustic guitar, and like your parents and grandparents go see him at like, you know, the Symphony Hall, and they all sit there.
I
you
ain't
know.
Paying $95
when
for
he was when James was a young man, even though he sang all those beautiful acoustic songs, he was a wild ass. He was also he also loved drugs, and he loved to party, and he was considered a good looking guy and had no problems getting the ladies. So I have heard Carly Simon say that, you know, allude
it's about
to the
him
fact
too.
That it could be that it could be about him. It is awesome though that a lot of people think is. I think the reason why so many people think it's about Mick Jagger, and he is a good contender for it, but he does sing on the song.
Yeah, so that's why he might not. Be.
Yeah,
but
so,
he does
so
sing the backing
vocals. You know, so there's a kind of, you know, but that's a really fun song.
Do you ever watch Celebrity Deathmatch when it was on?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so that's the claymation fighting of two celebrities.
Oh, yeah, yes, I have
okay.
seen it, yes.
Well, there was a claymation fight between Jagger and Steven Tyler.
Whoa!
Jagger actually wins the fight by stabbing Tyler in the chest with his tongue. I remember that one, actually. He's a patron of the Mick Jagger Center, which sponsors music in schools. He came up with Jagged Innerworks to cover the sport of cricket. He's an avid fan of cricket, so now he sponsors cricket games.
The sport, not the insect.
No, the okay. sport. It said that Jagger's performance style opened up definitions of gendered masculinity and so laid the foundations for self-intervention and
well,
sexual plasticity.
Well, I mean, he did it first, but, you know, I think guys like David Bowie took it
yeah,
to another
level.
And Rod Stewart as well.
Yes.
Rod Stewart's another peacock.
He is another peacock.
We could do a top
but
10
I think
peacocks.
He'd be the number 3 peacock.
We could do a top 10 peacocks in rock and... I think we could put Mr. Stewart.
His voice has been described as a powerful tool for communicating feelings to his audience, which he had an effect on ladies, so that definitely would be a thing. Steven Van Zandt wrote that the acceptance of Jagger's voice on pop radio was a turning point in rock and roll because suddenly Van Morrison and Bob Dylan weren't so weird. So I get that.
That's the thing. And this is something that a lot of people don't get about a lot of people who are so used, older people, not young, excuse me, younger people who are used to, you know, 40 years, 50 years of rock with all the different types of vocalists we've had out there. People didn't understand when Jagger came out, it was very different sounding. And also, he is not, I mean, a lot of people, I mean, I think he would admit himself, he isn't like the greatest, I'm making air quotes here for those of you who are just listening, quote unquote, singer. You know what I mean? He doesn't have a voice like Steve Perry.
Right.
He doesn't have a voice like Meatloaf. You know what I mean? He doesn't have one of, he doesn't have a voice like Paul Rodgers or, you know, one of these guys like, you know, that have this amazing range and, you know, can really, you know, Bruce Dickinson. He's not doing anything like that at all. He has a,
it's very different.
What he does, he has a thing that he does and he makes the absolute most out of that. And it's a real lesson in taking what you got and using it and using it and using it. And there's a lot of artists that came after him that really took that lesson. One of them being Kurt Cobain was another guy who like technically doesn't have some kind of like amazing range, but he used
what he had
in a really, really effective way. And that's the thing I love about Jagger is like he uses that perfectly. Mm-hmm. And he is a great frontman. I mean, he is probably, I mean, you could say Elvis, but Elvis wasn't a band. Elvis was a solo artist. So, but I'm talking about a guy who fronted a band. And, I mean, Jagger was really that, kind of that first guy. The Beatles were all played instruments and were kind of, you know, doing that sort of thing. But in terms of a guy on front,
I feel like they didn't have a front band, or a front man.
He kind of started that, the sexy singer out front who gets everybody excited.
He's peacocking,
prancing, dancing.
He had his own way of dancing.
Yeah.
So it was very peacock-like, actually. He was also in 26 films, including Sympathy for the Devil, Gimme Shelter, and The Bank Job, and 4 solo albums, 25 Rolling Stones albums, studio albums, and his net worth is about $360 million. But with that said, he is an amazing, like we've said, he's an amazing front man. He came up with the whole concept of it, and he peacocks very well.
His peacock.
I've seen him live, too. He does peacock.
No, he's amazing. I mean, there's nothing, you know, he's the guy that started, and the comments, well, some of the comments we got today when we were polling you guys was the fact that, well, Jagger did it first. That isn't the question.
That is not the question.
That is not necessarily the question here. 6 months or so ago, I did a podcast on the most influential guitarist in rock. Mm-hmm. And everybody was mad because the person I said wasn't the greatest. I wasn't saying the greatest.
Influential.
I was saying most influential. So keep that in mind as we continue. This is Jesus Talk by Lou Lombardi Strangelove. We're going to come right back and talk about Steven Tyler.
A stranger I have been to the man I thought I knew, and all these old lost friends. Dirty streets, broken lights with burned out basement chairs. It's not the place that I call home, it's just a place that I know well. Bloody knees, stained the floor on the church on Haunted Hill. While specters of my past, they return to drink their fill. In my time of dying, led to the gallows pole. She kissed my lips and spoke those magic words and made me whole. Let me talk to Jesus. Let me talk to Jesus. Let me talk to Jesus.
Jesus!
talk to Jesus. Let me talk to Jesus. Let me talk to Jesus.
All right, everybody, Lou Lombardi, Strange Love. You go to loulombardimusic.com and get yourself a little bit of something right there. And yeah, you guys can check all that out there. So we're talking about the Peacocks of Rock, Jagger versus Tyler. We did a little expose there on Mr. Jagger. So what's going on with Mr. Tyler?
Mr. Tyler.
Mr. Tyler going down.
Steven Victor Tallarico, born March 26th.
Steven Tallarico, he's a good paisan.
From the Bronx. March 26th, 1948. For those of you who don't know, American singer, songwriter, actor, and former television panelist, best known as the lead singer of Boston-based group Aerosmith, formed in 1970, so that's 8 years after the Stones. So just for comparison, he also plays the harmonica, piano, and percussion for the band. Actually, he started out as the drummer. I don't know if you knew that. I knew that a long
Things
time ago.
Make you go,
Yeah, he wanted to always be a drummer, not a frontman necessarily. So that's kind of an interesting fact. He is best known as the Demon of Screamin', and if you've ever heard him sing, which hopefully you people have, you would know why. Very few people can actually mimic a lot of Aerosmith songs because of the way he wails. And he's also known to have an onstage acrobatic performance that has gotten him injured and forced me to miss shows because they cancel them. Tyler. Anyway. He dresses in bright, colorful outfits with his trademark scarf on the microphone stand. In the 70s and 80s, he had a heavy drug problem that led to the band's decline in popularity.
What? A person in rock music with drug problems?
You know.
That's completely unheard of.
But you know what is surprising to me is everyone like bitched and moaned about his drug problem and he wasn't popular. But then everybody now says, well, they were better when they were on drugs. Well,
of course, everybody's better on drugs. That's what happened to Sam Kinison, you know, right?
Yeah.
He went on Howard Stern show after he got clean. And him and Howard and Robin were like, you know, I think you were funnier when you were on drugs.
So
I went back on drugs.
Steven went to rehab and collaborated later with Run DMC.
No.
On the song Walk This Way. Which was a comeback for the band, and it worked.
See what happens when you start going to rehab? Now you're hanging out with rappers. What's next, Steven?
But it worked. Their comeback worked.
Did you hear? He did a country thing, too.
Well, we're not going to talk about that.
Embarrassing.
In the wake of the new success, Tyler emerged as one of the most enduring rock icons. And since the late 1980s, he had several solo endeavors, including guest appearances on other musicians' albums, such as Alice Cooper, Motley Crue, Santana, Pink, and Keith Anderson. He had film and TV appearances, which included 65 of them. Of course, American Idol.
Let's not do them all.
I'm not going to do them. I don't even have them all. Sergeant Pepper's, Decline of the Western Civilization, and Wayne's World 2. Included in Rolling Stone's 100 Greatest Singers. Ranked third on Hit Parader's Top 100 Metal Vocalists of All Time. Inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2013 with Aerosmith. Received the ASCAP Award, which American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. I knew you were going to do that. was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And he actually launched Jericho Motorcycles in 2007 that he designs, and he does charities and all the things. I launched Janie's Fund in 2015 for abused women. Many, many awards. Also a relationship with B.B. Buell, so now I'm questioning if Liv is actually Stevens, but we're not going to talk about that. I was married twice.
No.
It's the lips, man.
No, that is definitely his daughter. There is no question that is his daughter. I mean,
and she Todd was told Rundgren
was like tried to be like a stand-up dude, and you know, she says to this day that he was her dad.
Yeah.
Because Steve was off, you know. Yeah, what did he do? He adopted some chicks just so he could have sex with her.
Oh yeah, we're getting to that. He's also been known to be his ladies' man, rock star. But the most controversial is when in 1975, Tyler persuaded the parents of 16-year-old groupie Julia Holcomb to sign over guardianship to Tyler so she could live with him in Boston. They dated, took drugs, he got her pregnant. Abortion, he regrets it later. Was married to Sarinda Fox and Teresa Barrick, clothing designer and ex-Warhol model. Relationship with Aaron Brady, got engaged, now broke it off. One solo album, 15 Aerosmith studio albums, now doing Vegas residency. His net worth is about $130 million.
He's a Vegas guy now, just like Tom Jones.
But his Vegas residency actually tours over on the
it
East Coast.
It isn't his Vegas residency.
Well, it's Aerosmith.
It's Aerosmith's. Okay, it's not like the Steven Tyler show. It is
Aerosmith. It kind of is. It's kind of the Steven Tyler
show. No, it's all original guys.
No, I know, but he's the peacock, so that's why it's the Steven Tyler show.
So that's the sort of background on the two gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do real quick is run over here.
You're going to run?
I'm going to run. I'll see you later. I got to take off. I got to get going. Yeah. I have things I have to, you know, in places and stuff. So what I want to do is talk real quick about what some of your picks were before we kind of make a decision. Because we're going to decide for you.
Sucks, doesn't it?
I know.
So actually, well, usually.
That's how we are. So John Fox says Jagger did it first. That's not the question. Jason Pinkney said Tyler did it better. Elena de Trois. How do you say that?
De Artois.
De Artois. Prince. Prince is not a choice, but she laughed and she said she knew that.
He is
and
a peacock.
She said Tyler, yeah. If we did our list of top 10 peacocks,
Prince would be on there.
Stanley Leonard Clayton says Tyler. Jason Pinkney, Tyler. Ashley Smash, Jagger All Day. There's a band name, Jagger All Day.
That is a good song, or a good band name.
Cody Gray says Tyler for sure. Barb Harlejewski says Jagger. Dave Lawrence says Jagger. Bill Menk says Tyler equals.
Peahen.
Oh, and Jagger is peacock. Woo, Billy. Look at you. Look at you, Billy. Ann Layton says Tyler does it better. Rose Campbell, Tyler all the way. Jeff Mazzei says Jagger is legendary, and the Stones have influenced thousands of musicians, including Tyler.
I will have something to say about that.
So we'll just say that Jeff is in the Jagger camp, and Jason Ortman says Tyler is full of soul. He has an amazing voice and a decent range, too. The thing I would like to say about that is that out of the two, in terms of vocal prowess, Tyler technically has the better, sort of maybe like bigger vocal range. I mean, Jagger isn't going to sing something like Dream On.
He couldn't.
That wouldn't work. He'd be like, Dream On, Dream On, Dream On, your dream come true.
Wow. Yeah. There it is.
Be something like that, you know. Yeah. So, and what you say you have something to say about that? What you going to say about that?
Oh,
that,
talk about Willis. It's in my decision making when I give my speech on who I chose. Well, you want me to do that now?
Sure. Let's why drag it out? What do we have? Did we have anybody chime in live or not?
People are just actually watching today.
Can we
today?
Just say some shout outs to those who are watching?
Yeah. I have Josh Monodoro, Brian Genovese, John Fox, Tracy Sampson, Josh Monodoro, and I lost the rest. But we did have 19 people.
And guys, if you wouldn't mind hitting the share button, because it just we're playing some very cool bands. Borkenegger, we had Lou Lombardi's Trains. We're going to play Caleb Johnson in a minute. We're going to wrap up with Sons of Apollo. All really cool bands that just, they're not really getting on the radio or anything like that. This helps to sort of promote those bands. If you can do that, appreciate it. Also, shout out to wolfscustoms.online. Get that custom paint job on your guitar, guys. No sense of going out there with a boring-ass guitar. And speaking of guitar, you want to learn to rock? You want to learn to rock like rock like Richards? Move like Jagger, rock like Richards. then check out our link in the description for Jam Play. We're partnering with them for the next couple of months through the holidays. They're running some cool specials, and it's a great way to hone your guitar skills. They've got stuff for beginners, intermediate, advanced. So even if you're saying I'd like to maybe just learn a few riffs just for the hell of it, it's a great play. It's totally economical. Learn at your own pace. Very cool. Check it out. Let's play Caleb Johnson, and then we're going to come back and give our answer.
Word.
Yo, word. This is Caleb Johnson's Solid Gold. That's not the song, but it's called Solid Gold. Caleb Johnson, Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Man's name is Caleb Johnson, and I think you guys should check him out.
I dug that.
Don't hold the American Idol thing against him. He's one of those, you know, they get those guys in there once in a while that, maybe he was on The Voice. I apologize. I'm not sure.
One of those shows.
He was on one of those. and they do get some guys in there that will sing rock. They don't usually win, but if you got a great voice, that you get a little bit of props. CalebJohnsonOfficial.com is the website for Caleb Johnson. So Jagger Richards.
Tyler.
I mean
he knew
Jagger,
he was gonna do
Tyler,
that. Too.
Tyler Jagger. Tyler Perry.
No.
Madea.
No.
Madonna. So it is between Jagger and Tyler. Who is the greatest peacock? We took your opinions on on Facebook today, but it's the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. So we will tell you.
We all know Lou's the peacock.
We're going to tell you what. We're going to tell you what to think. So, Lily, why don't you go ahead and tell the boys and girls at home what we decided?
Okay, what I decided, apparently. What we decided, or what I decided, you have your own opinion, is...
We decide the same things.
Okay, so first, the king of the peacock starter was Mick Jagger, right?
Of course, there's no denying that. We're not saying that this is not who did it first.
And my favorite thing is what people say, well, Tyler's just copying Jagger. Well, you know... Probably. He probably is copying, but guess what?
And wait a minute. Let me give an example. Wait a minute. And Steve Vai was copying Eddie Van Halen, but blew him away. Like, right. Blow, like takes it to a whole other thing. So that isn't necessarily... We all have our influences. And you have guys, right, Lily, that come along and take the thing and take it to the next level, right?
Yes.
And right. So before everybody gets their shorts in a snit,
we're just going to go ahead and say, and what I needed to say is about this, was that Tyler, yes, probably copied Jagger at first, but guess what? He made it his own. He made it better.
Absolutely.
He's the bigger peacock. Tyler wins in my
Absolutely.
Book.
Absolutely.
Also
is.
Did a poll at work. Tyler won at work.
A landslide.
6-3.
Jagger, a landslide brought you down. Sorry.
He's a great front man. Tyler wins. Sorry, guys. I didn't know you were agreeing with me on that.
Absolutely.
I really thought I was going to have to argue with you on that one.
No, I knew you were coming from. All we talked about before, I knew. We were on the same page with that.
And I do realize that Aerosmith is one of my favorite bands, but I was trying to go on the Jagger track
for
this one.
I mean, there's nothing against... I mean, it's just a thing. I mean, it's just a thing.
It's just a thing.
It's just a thing. Don't get... Speaking of great front men, I want you guys to hear... I want you to hear some amazing singing right now.
I really
want
to kill you right now.
I'm going to I don't know what this background music is, came from. I'm just, somebody who was smoking some crazy stuff put this on. But I want you guys to check out this singing.
I can.
And I want you guys to tell me, like, I think this might be the greatest singing ever. It's amazing.
This is what we have to look forward to in 2020.
Do you even know what song it is yet?
I knew.
What are those words you're singing? My God.
Here's the thing.
Okay, wait a minute. Before we do that, before you go, here's the thing. I want you guys, you have to hear some of the comments.
Oh, God.
Okay, okay, so everybody, this is a YouTube video. Everybody is commenting, like saying nasty things about Vince Neil. But some of these comments are like priceless. You guys are awful. I'm quite impressed with this. He didn't stop to eat once.
Wow.
Vince is one of those few people that looked healthier while they were still
one
on
of those
drugs.
Stay on drug situations.
Here we go. Guys, it's too much. Guys, let's stop criticizing. He's obviously got enough on his plate. The insensitivity here is real. Do some research on the poor guy, and you'll learn that after this show, he had to be carried away in an ambulance because following the final song, he immediately went into labor.
Wow.
My favorite part was Haba Laba Laba Chicha Nduma Neba Laba Shawa Azawaza Mega Vuga Juga Waga. So it's an instant classic. It's like Bob Dylan had a stroke while high. It's like Bob Dylan had a stroke while high on Molly and started screaming for help. So you guys have, I put the link in the show notes for this, but they're touring.
Here's the thing. Okay. I am not happy about this Vince Neil. Yeah. I'm not happy about this Motley Crue thing. I wanted to leave it where it was 5 years ago and never open it up again. Yes, they are one of my favorite bands. I don't necessarily like them live. I heard them live good once in Florida when I was sober.
About how many years ago was that?
That was, we're going on 10 years. And Vince Neil sounded good the last time I saw him, but that's hit or miss.
He's hit or miss.
He's hit or miss. Now,
and this video here was a miss.
Yeah, that's obviously a miss. With that said, I do want to see Def Leppard again. So I will go see that show just for that.
I've never seen Leppard or Crew or Poison.
Oh, well, so you obviously have
so
to go.
So I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking I'm going to go if it comes.
Oh, and Josh Montadoro, you're going. Just so you know. If I have to drag you there.
And
in the hearse.
So, yeah, I mean, whatever. It's, you know, I mean, Motley Crue can do whatever the hell they want. They literally had some kind of contract that said they were going
to. Yeah, they made this like a huge deal. They went online. They went on the air with like everything with this contract, made it a huge freaking deal. Everybody knew they were going to break it. I just wish they would have left it. Mick Mars is about to die. Leave the old man
alone.
Maybe
that's why they're doing it, so he gets one last.
He had one last. He's done.
Also, so I know some of you guys were upset. There was a thing that came out today about Eddie having to be hospitalized, having some reaction to medication. First of all, it's TMZ. They're like ambulance chasers. Who knows? He could have had a freaking cold. Like, I mean, don't get.
He could have fell down the stairs.
Yeah, and anything could have happened. Like, just relax. Because like the last time I heard this, and then he was at a Tool concert the next day taking pictures of fans.
Stubbed his toe.
So like, just like, I mean, also like, I would hope that like his family wouldn't put up pictures and stuff of him like with like tubes and stuff hooked up. I mean, I think we would want to remember Eddie as the rock star that he truly is, and not as, you know. In any case, it all happens, you know, we all are having an appointment with the Pine Box. I know that, but it's not the kind of thing that I think we as rock fans necessarily need to see. But in any case, it was a TMZ thing, so just buyer beware when it comes to stuff like that. There's a couple of birthdays today I want to do a shout out to. Justin Chancellor, bassist for Tool, happy birthday. And Matt Sorum, who I think is a very cool drummer. The Cult, Guns N' Roses for a little bit, and Velvet Revolver.
Yup.
Salacious Snake Pit, huh? Slashes is in Pittsburgh. We have a place called Sheets, and there's the joke is it is it Sheets?
It's Sheets.
So it's Slashes Snake Pit.
Wow.
So Matt Sorum, Justin Chancellor. Hail, hail, rock and roll.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We salute you.
Strippergram
for both of them. guys, thanks so much for hanging out with Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is the website. Please check back off on tons of cool podcasts. I will create a short link for this by next week. But for now, just check out the show notes in the descriptions below for our Jam Play link. It's really important. You know, we make a couple of little bucks on it. You get a great deal on learning to rock out with your cock out. And
or jam out with your
clam out. Jam out with your clam out.
Ladies, too.
Okay, so anyways, I guess check all that stuff out. That's in the notes. Lily, anything you want to say, plug, or anything before we wrap up today's show?
Sure, yeah. Always listen to my show, Hot Licks with Lily 6, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern on rockrageradio.com or get the free app on your phone. Also, I will be at Bonham on Friday at the Roxy, and I will be going live if we're allowed. Sometimes there's rules. Who knows? But it will be all on the Rock Rage Radio page for Facebook.
Shout out to Borknagar. Lou Lombardi, Strangelove, Caleb Johnson for the music for today's show. We're going to wrap up with Sons of Apollo. Xander Demos posted the video for this yesterday or something, you know, sort of scolding everybody for saying that rock is dead, and he's absolutely right. We've all been saying rock is not dead for a really long time. There's some great bands out there, and this is one of them. This is the single they just released, Goodbye Divinity. Guys, have a great week. We'll catch you all in the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.